Hi, I'm Alessandro Capistrano, and I'm a program manager in the Windows and Windows Live International team. In Windows 8, we wanted to make it really simple for developers to create and Windows Store apps in multiple languages and reach more markets. This is why my team included a translation editor in the Multilingual App Toolkit. This standalone editor allows you, a friend, or a translation professional to manage and translate app UI strings manually, or use the integrated Microsoft Translation Cloud service. In this video, I'll show you how to use the Multilingual Editor to translate your app. Let's get started. I'll start in Visual Studio 2012, where I have already installed the Multilingual App Toolkit and opened the sample app project called Woof, used in other videos on this series. I want to send away the Brazilian Portuguese XLIF file to a friend who will edit and send me back a translated XLIF. I will right-click the Portuguese Brazilian XLIF file in the Solution Explorer and choose the Send for Translation option, which brings up a dialog box that allows me to save the XLIF to a file folder location or a mail recipient. I will choose Mail Recipient, which uses my default email client. Notice that the XLIF file is automatically attached with instructions on how to download the toolset. My friend can click the link to download the Multilingual App Toolkit and install the Multilingual Editor. The editor can be installed as a standalone feature in Windows 7 or Windows 8 PCs and does not require Visual Studio to run. My friend successfully installed the Multilingual Editor and saved the email attachment to her local machine. Double-clicking Portuguese Brazilian XLIF starts the editor and loads the XLIF file. There, strings are now ready to be translated. For this demo, I'll act on my friend's behalf and translate this app to Portuguese. I'll go ahead and use the Microsoft Translation Cloud service to help me out here and translate one string. All I need to do is select a row and click the Translate button. Easy. The string was automatically translated, but also take notice of how the string translation state changed to needs review, and the star was cleared from the red translation state signal. This indicates the translation is machine generated, and as such, it is advisable it undergoes review by a human. I can also select Translate All from the service, and there we go, the file is completely translated with suggested text. As I review the machine-generated text, I find a translation I would like to improve. I'll simply click on the row I wish to modify and type. As I finalize the translation for this string, notice how the translation state value and properties panel automatically changes from needs review to translated, and the translation state signal changes from red to yellow. Translation states are a convenient feature to track the status of individual string translations in your XLIF file. The translated state indicates I have manually edited this translation and still have an opportunity to review and change it if necessary. I feel pretty confident this is an appropriate translation and the spelling is right, so I'll go ahead and change the translation state to final. Notice how the translation state signal changes to yellow and green. Now, I discovered there are a couple of items I don't really need to have translated among the app resources. I'll simply click on the search box and type item, which is the term I wish to find. As I type, the editor will automatically highlight every row that contains the search keyword. I can also narrow down the strings displayed to only those containing the word item by using the filter text box. Microsoft Translation does an excellent job of translating this string, but I know it's used internally by my application and should not be translated. I will go ahead and revert this translation back to its original value and state by hitting the reset button. Okay, the translation now matches the source string, the state changes back to new, and the translation state signal is back at red. Everything is its right place. Another great feature found in the Multilingual Editor is the ability to queue translators and the Microsoft Translation Cloud service on which portions of a string should not be translated. Using the mouse pointer, I will go ahead and highlight the words item and content in these strings, and then click the Lock Selection button. There. Conversely, to clear a lock and the highlight, I can use the Unlock Selection button. Now, if I click again the Translate button, notice how Microsoft Translation Cloud Service will preserve my selection in the translation. The developer can then import the new translations into the project to create a test localized build. Back in Visual Studio, I will right-click the Portuguese Brazil XLIF entry in the Solution Explorer and choose the Import Translations option. On the Import Translation file dialog box, I can navigate to the location where I saved the XLIF my friend translated and select Import. Bacana! Using the multilingual editor, my friend was able to translate my WOOF app to Brazilian Portuguese using Microsoft Translation Service as well as her own translations. Now that the translations have been imported, I can rebuild the solution and run it. To summarize, the Multilingual App Toolkit editor makes adding and managing translations easier for Windows Store apps. The benefits are, you can easily add the translations, manage states, and use the Microsoft Translation Cloud Service to increase your productivity. You can quickly expand your customer base and markets with added languages and more. Thank you. We hope you find the Multilingual App Toolkit a powerful companion to build amazing multilingual apps for Windows 8.